and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo, the director of AGLCA. My guest today is Barb Reinken. Barb and her husband David are Gold Loopers, and they are actually on their second time around for the Great Loop. They're currently in Hammond, Indiana, which is where Barb's joining us from. So they've just completed Lake Michigan, and they went down the Eastern Shore. So Barb is going to provide some very current information on the Michigan side of the lake. But before we get started, as usual, I would like to take a moment and recognize and thank our Admiral sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, United Yacht Sales of the Carolinas, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage all of the loopers out there to support these businesses because they support the Great Loop. Barb, hello, welcome to Great Loop Radio.
Good afternoon, Kim. It's great to be able to talk to all of the loopers that are heading our way.
Yeah, thanks for taking time out to do this. I know you are actively cruising right now, but you are docked right now in Hammond, Indiana, correct?
Yes, we're here in Hammond. So we've been waiting for the Illinois River to open up, and it just did that this morning. So we'll
good.
Be starting south on the river system this week.
Good. So we've caught you at the perfect time because you kind of have a weather day there in Hammond. But hopefully tomorrow you can be on your way again. Let's start off. You've been boating on Lake Michigan for quite some time. So tell us a little bit about your experience with Lake Michigan.
Well, I lived on Lake Michigan for 62 years. I retired in 2010. My husband and I have sailed and motored on the lake for 45 years. We've been to almost every port on both sides of the lake. We've circumnavigated Lake Superior and spent a good amount of time on Lake Huron, and also 2 summers on Lake Ontario. So we're Great Lakes people, not just Lake Michigan. Our experiences have been vast. We've been caught in bad weather. We've had lots of days of motoring our sailboat. So there's lots of interesting things on Lake Michigan to see and do, and I'd like to talk about a few of those.
Well, great. Tell us, just so we can kind of set the stage a little bit, tell us what kind of boat you are in that you're using for your loop.
We have a Deceiver 44. It's a trawler, and we usually travel about 8 miles per hour. So my numbers on this will be according to our experience on our trawler.
Okay. And thankfully for other loopers, you're actually a little bit ahead of everyone. Most people are going to be entering Lake Michigan in the next week or two, but you're already on the south end of the lake, which is great as far as sharing that information that you've just completed. One of the big questions we get a lot about Lake Michigan from people who are not Great Lakes boaters is about weather, because it can be a little bit challenging on the lake if you don't pick the right day. So talk to us a little bit about weather concerns and sources for accurate and current information about weather on Lake Michigan.
I'll start with the weather sites that we use. Windfinder.com is one of our big users. We also watch the NOAA Marine Zones Great Lakes weather site. And on our app, we have a storm app that comes from Weather Underground. If you have Androids that have apps on them, we carry that on our phones and on our iPads. Weather in Lake Michigan, as with all of the other Great Lakes, can kick up rather quickly. We always recommend that people watch the weather carefully, even while they're motoring down the lake. For an example, we were in Holland, Michigan 2 weeks ago, and within a matter of 2 hours, a storm came across the lake at 50 miles an hour. The fishermen out of Holland got trapped on the lake with waves that blew up to 6 to 8 feet. We happened to be in a dock, and we saw the storm coming, and we could watch it on our radar. But you have to be careful. Storms will blow up, the waves will kick up, and it will get very ugly very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Any advice for loopers who may be out there, and if a storm does kick up, what's the best course of action at that point?
Bat down hatches if you're on a sailboat. try to... well, it depends. The one storm that came through, it was gone in 2 hours. Storms will come up and go down really quickly, or the waves will come up and build, and it might take them a day to go down. So finding a close port, and one thing about the eastern shore, the Michigan side of Lake Michigan, is there are harbors every, oh, maybe 15 to 20 miles. So it's easy to dodge in somewhere and get out of the weather.
Talk to us a little bit about harbors of refuge and what that means in Michigan.
Well, there's, as far as Dave and I looked, and as far as we can find, there's only one harbor of refuge, and that is Leland, Michigan, which is on the upper end of the lower UP, of the lower peninsula. And a harbor of refuge is a harbor that must accept all boats in inclement weather. And in Leland, they will have to take a boat coming off the lake if the weather is imminent and going to become nasty. Otherwise, we couldn't think of any other harbor of refuge anywhere on Lake Michigan. There are a lot of harbors, places to duck in, but no harbor of refuge.
Okay. Some information I had gotten, and I don't recall where, though, actually said that there were more of them, but I don't know the details. You are definitely in that area and have more experience than me. But for listeners out there, I will double-check that, and we can get a list out if there are more than just Leland, because I think there may be some more out there along the Michigan coast of Lake Michigan. So we'll clarify that and provide some more details. Again, kind of in generalizations, how many travel days maybe do you think takes most people to come down that eastern shore? And we always say at AGLCA that the most dangerous thing to have is a schedule, because it will cause you to make bad choices about when to leave a harbor. But how many days on average, or how many do you think you need to make it down the whole eastern shore and have some time to enjoy places as you go?
Well, we do travel days, and travel days meaning going from one port to another. We like to travel less than 60 miles a day, and our boat goes between 8 and 8.5 miles per hour. So 8 to 10 travel days. Now, that doesn't mean days for seeing sights in a town or resting or doing restocking of the boat. And the other thing, of course, which is real, is weather dependent. For example, this summer we traveled up to the St. Mary's River before we headed south. So we were over in Lake Huron, and we got to Mackinac City coming back, and we were there for 4 days waiting for a weather window in order to come south. And like you said, travel dependent, we had a schedule. So we decided to do 90-mile days and hit less ports. But it's an easy run if you do less than 60 a day. You can make a port. You can have some rest time. But know that you may only have one day. We're finding that this summer in July, we travel a day and we end up having to stay a day or two in a port in order to get south. So the travel days are actually narrow windows right now on Lake Michigan this week. And it'll be rare that you find 10 travel days in a row. So they may it's going to take them a couple weeks.
Right. Okay. That's great information. Barb was also kind enough to put together some notes on the harbors along the way down the eastern shore of Lake Michigan that she sent to us at AGLCA. So a lot of what we're going to discuss next is actually available in PDF form. If you are a member and are looking for that, you can go to the discussion forum, and you can pretty much search for just about any port in Michigan and turn up this post. But the title of the post is Looping Down the Eastern Shore of Lake Michigan. If anybody's unable to find it and wants a copy, feel free to email me, and I'll send that your way. My email is krusso@greatloop.org. But for those listening, let's go ahead and get specific on some of these wonderful ports and towns along Lake Michigan. So, Barb, why don't you kind of start us off on the north end?
Okay, I'm going to start with the fact that the loopers are leaving Drummond Island. That's where they check into the U.S. Through customs, and they do need to stop. And if it's late in the day, you can stay at Drummond Island, or there's an anchorage just north called Harbor Island, that has is a nice anchorage and pretty well protected from most winds. Otherwise, they can move on to Detour, which is in the St. Mary River, which is about 7-8 miles from their check-in point at Drummond. Newer docks in 2013. It's a gas stop and also a good pump-out place. Traveling, they have to exit the St. Mary River, and they will head west. If you're into anchoring and you want to have some anchoring time, the Washino Islands are about 15 miles west of the St. Mary's entrance. With anchorages, we especially like the East Anchorage, which is Government Bay, Sand Bottom, well protected. The next thing they'll pass is Mackinac Island, which is actually in Lake Huron, not Lake Michigan. It's a great spot. The marina is old and has fixed docks, but it's not good in south winds due to the opening the channel into the marina there at Mackinac Island. If you find that you can't get in because this time of the year it's very busy there and you would have to have reservations through the state, Mackinac City or St. Ignace are the two cities, one on the south side of the strait, the bridge, and St. Ignace on the north. We like Strait Dock, that's the new state harbor in Mackinac City. The city does have a dock. They're old fixed docks, small marina. The state docks are new, they're floaters, and both accessible to downtown, and lots of things going on. The next stop west would be Beaver Island, about 35 miles west of the bridge. Beaver Island is a large island, but the marina is at the north end, coming off of the west side, and there is a small state dock there. There's also a great anchorage with Sand Bottom. And it's well protected except for east to southeast winds. I wouldn't want to be in either the dock or the anchorage with those winds. Coming down the shoreline there in the thumb of the northern lake, northern Michigan, there's Harbor Springs and Petoskey, which is in Little Traverse Bay. We've never been to Harbor Springs, but they have a nice marina there. Petoskey is a well-enclosed marina. You wouldn't have any problems from wave action from any direction. It's a nice town, has lots of small shops. The West Marina is within walking distance, but no groceries nearby. You'd have to have a car to get outside of town. Charlevoix is the next port down, and that's one of our favorite places. We spent a week there this summer. The state docks are right downtown, right on the main boardwalk of town. You can anchor in Round Lake in 40 to 60 feet, or you can go on into Charlevoix and have anchoring in less depth. We found that it was one of the cheaper fuel prices on the lake this summer. The grocery store is one block. It's a nice store. It's an excellent place for repairs. We suggest Bergman Marine, but there is also Irish. They did some work for us this summer and did a nice job. The next place is in Traverse Bay, since the northern end, and that's Northport. It's a small harbor. It's a really nice little town, a couple of restaurants, a good grocery store a block from the marina, and a really great bakery. Northport Bay Boatyard is there, and that is a Looper sponsor, and they did some work for us this winter. That's where we stored our boat, and we had a discount because we were Loopers. So they're right there, and they would be able to help you out also.
If I could just interrupt you for 1 second, Barb, did mention Northport, and yes, Northport Bay Boatyard is a sponsor of AGLCA. We have lots of great sponsors in Michigan, and a couple of them Barb did mention as well. Petoskey is, of course, a sponsor of ours, as in Charlevoix, our Irish boat shop, which Barb mentioned also. So I just wanted to point that out as we're talking about this particular area. And I think we actually may have already, we're not quite covering the area where we have a few more a little bit north, but Cedarville Marine in Cedarville. And Barb also mentioned Drummond Island. Drummond Island Yacht Haven as a sponsor. So we've got lots of them on Lake Michigan, and they're all extremely good sea loopers. So I always like to mention them. Before we continue on with Barb's list and give you the rest of the information, and Barb, thank you for being real specific about the winds and even fuel prices and the things to see in those towns. It's really, really helpful to the loopers on their way there. But while I've already interrupted you for a moment, I'm just going to take a minute and play a quick commercial message from one of our sponsors, and I'll be back in a moment.
Homeport Marina is the Alabama Gulf Coast premier facility, located in beautiful Gulf Shores, Alabama. Amenities include concrete floating docks, 30, 50, and 100-amp electrical services, Valtech gasoline and diesel, phone, cable, wireless internet is available, pump-out facilities, and 24-hour restrooms, showers, and laundry. Homeport Marina is a proud commander sponsor of the AGLCA. For more information, visit www.homeportmarina.net.
We're back on Great Loop Radio with my guest, Barb Reinken. Barb is a Gold Looper who is from the Michigan area and has been boating on Lake Michigan all her life, and she is guiding us down the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. Barb, thanks again for being with us. We stopped, I believe, we were just about to get to Leland when we were working our way south along the eastern shore. So if you wouldn't mind continuing with the very recent information you've collected, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, Leland, as I stated before, is a harbor of refuge, and it's a smaller town. It's a resort area. There is no repairs, and there is no anchoring in Leland. But it is a stop that almost all loopers make because it positions them to head on down the eastern shore of the lake. So Leland would be the next stop. After Leland, we have Frankfort. Frankfort has anchorage off the state docks, and it also has a state dock. Last week, it was the cheapest fuel price on Lake Michigan at $2.45 a gallon. Unfortunately, we weren't there then. but it's a nice little town, and it is about 55 miles from Leland. The next two harbors are very small. They have anchorages, and they both have marinas. But I recommend that you call the a marina at the site to see if the canals are dredged, because they don't dredge these canals frequently. Acadia is 10 miles south of Frankfort. It has a small state dock, and it also has a good anchorage in mud that you can get out of the weather if you get caught. Portage Lake is another 10 miles south from Acadia that has anchorage inside the entrance, and there's also a Portage Point Inn resort that has new docks as of 2010. A nice place. You get all the resort amenities if you dock there. The next place down is Manistee, about 15 miles south of Portage. Manistee is a river. It's not a lake. The state docks are on the river, and there is a casino there, but we've never been in there. We've heard that you can have a lot of surge action at the docks, so we've never gone in there. Ludington is a big town. It has a private marina and state docks. It also has an anchorage. Beware that this is where the Badger leaves from to go over to Wisconsin. But it's a nice area, and it's a nice town. Pentwater is about 20 miles south of Ludington, and it's a small place, small little town. There's anchoring right in the middle of the little lake. There is a marina there, but we've never been able to get either our 38 sailboat or our 44 Defeater into a dock there. Whitehall would be the next area down. That is a rather long lake. You can anchor inside the channel, either on the south or north side, or you can travel down the lake 5 miles, and there are state docks. There's a private marina that takes transients called Crosswinds. We checked out the state docks this summer. They were weedy and full of algae from the swampy area next to them. We chose to stay at Crosswinds, had a good price for our dockage, and they have a full-service marina, and they did some work for us this summer on our boat. Nice people, efficient workers. There's a grocery store a mile away. There's a very lovely bike trail. And there's lots of small shops on the main street and some good restaurants. And that is on the Whitehall side, not the Montague side. Montague's docks are private condo docks, and they don't take transients. Muskegon is the next harbor south. There's an anchorage and there are marinas. Another repair place would be Torrenson, but you'd have to call ahead. They don't have a lot of docking area for their boats, especially if you're a large boat. The next harbor down is Grand Haven. There are two marinas, one are the state docks that are right in town, and the other one that we know of, without having to try to get under the bridge, is the North Shore Marina, and that's just inside the channel on the left, but unfortunately from there you can't get into town. If you do go to Grand Haven, it's a lovely resort town, lots of interesting little shops, and you have to see the singing fountain. So it's worth a stop to stop in Grand Haven. Holland would be the next stop south of that, and Holland has three main marinas. None of them are in town. Holland, though, is a excellent place for restocking the boat with all major stores, Myers, Walmart, Target, et cetera. They do have Enterprise, which I know we have an account with through AGLCA. I think there's some other rental cars. Holland is also a good place if you need to get to an airport. You can rent a car and get into Grand Rapids and get to a major airport there from in town. I didn't mention Traverse Bay. Traverse City has another place where you can get an airport. They do have a marina. It's not super big, and you'd have to make sure that you can get a slip in there. Saugatuck is the next place south. This is a small upriver with a very tiny lake. There is a marina there on the south side, but you would have to a long walk to get into town. Many of our friends anchor in the lake and then take their dinghy into the dinghy dock. It's the center for the Michigan arts, and it's a very art-oriented location. And the Michigan Art Film Festival is held in this town. South Haven is next. They have state docks, enclosed if you're less than 45 feet. Otherwise, you'll be docked on the wall, which is the channel entrance. And we've been told that you can have a constant surge on the wall, so it might be lumpy. Another small town, there are some stores and shops and restaurants. Unfortunately, the grocery store is not nearby. Benton Harbor, St. Joe, is the next stop south. We stayed at the West Basin Marina, which is just inside the channel entrance. Well-protected, very quiet marina. I believe they're another Luker sponsor. They had the flag flying in the office. And the harbor master will drive you into town and pick you up, which I thought was a wonderful touch. The largest marine store in the Michigan, which is called Wolf's, is located in Benton Harbor. And if they don't have it, nobody does. then the next place is New Buffalo. We have never been there. One of our Looper friends we just met there a couple weeks ago, they did stop in there. The state docks, a small set of state docks on the wall inside the channel. But since we've never been there, I couldn't tell you what was there. Michigan City was another stop we made this last week. The fuel prices there were the most expensive on the lake. We stayed at Washington Harbor Marina, well protected from the winds. This is a very large marina. You can take the bikes around. It's a long walk into town. And so we didn't try to see any of the shops, but there's also a casino there if people are interested in that. No repair services that we could find available at that marina. Burns Harbor would be next, and unfortunately, the lake levels are up this summer 2 feet, which means that the depth would be okay for us going in. But unfortunately, that brought the bridge clearance down and also the wires that cross over the channel. So we couldn't get in because of the height of the bridges. But we've heard on the Looper website and read that people have enjoyed that harbor, but we draw 18, 19 feet, so we couldn't get through there to get in. We're now in Hammond, which is the largest marina on the lake. There are about 1,800 slips here. There are no repair services. We're not really near anything. We've been told that Walmart is a 10-minute fast walk. But you have to kind of weave your way over a railroad track and some other things, and we don't feel that it's that safe. Fuel here is currently $2.99, and we hope to be leaving here. The Illinois River has just opened up, And we're hoping to start down the river system. But if you do catch up with us or you do see us, because we hope to play around in the Tennessee for a while, we are Hallelujah. We're the Fever 44, and we would love to meet. And we always do enjoy talking with loopers, new, old, seasoned, multiple timed, whatever. So,
thank you, Barb. That's a great overview. I would like to mention one sponsor that we didn't get to, and that is in Muskegon. Great Lakes Marina is another sponsor of AGLCA. So we, of course, encourage you to visit all of those sponsors as you're on your way down. I also want to mention again that all of those ports that Barb just ran through, she took the time to commit that to paper for us. So we do have an electronic version that you can get from the website, or I can send it to you by email. And Barb did a wonderful job of really just kind of succinctly pointing out the pertinent information about each of these harbors, including any problems getting in or out or wind issues you may have at an anchorage, including shop, groceries, et cetera. So if you are on your way to Lake Michigan, this is great information, very easy to use, very helpful. Again, my email address, if you'd like a copy of that, is krusso@greatloop.org. Or if you are a member, you can go to the discussion forum and search on looping down the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, or search on any of these ports, and you should be able to turn that up pretty easily. Also, for the loopers headed to Lake Michigan, the August issue of the Great Loop Link newsletter should be arriving in your email box in the next day or two. And that has a pretty extensive article by Bob Kunis on Lake Michigan. So that's another great resource for you if you're headed that way. And that is also already on our website for in the members only section. Barb, any final thoughts? Any, if you had to pick one or two that were your absolute favorite ports, which would you pick?
Five, Mackinac Island, Charlevoix, Leland, Grand Haven, and Chicago. Definitely Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Gotta stop there. Go to the Sabo, take the boat architectural tour. You'll love it, even if you have to come back to Haven to head down the rivers. My final thought is please, please watch the weather carefully, especially at the northern end of the lake. Through Gray's Reef and the Mackinac Straits. If the winds are out of the south, southwest, west, northwest, and they're calling for 15 to 20, please do not try to attempt to go. We've been out there. We've seen it. The waves, they say the waves are 2 to 4, but you're going to run into 6s and 7s. The fetches are close together. Everything funnels because of the shoaling area in that area, so it's all coming right at you. So take it easy. Know that you will get to the Illinois River. Don't try to run in weather that isn't good. And if you do get caught, find a harbor, find an anchorage that's close by, and enjoy your time and relax. Lake Michigan can be a puddle, it can be a pond, it can be very severe. So with that, welcome to Lake Michigan. Have a great time coming down the lake. And like I said, if you find us, look us up. Our new home port is actually Cape Coral, Florida. So we're retired and moved south.
thank you, Barb.
Enjoy my time.
Thank you. It's great information, great advice. We appreciate it. We are working to bring you a similar episode on the western of Lake Michigan, and that will either be next week or possibly the following week, so look for that coming up soon. Until then, thank you for listening, and safe cruising.
So.